This is VOA News. Reporting via remote, I'm David Byrd. Global coronavirus cases topped 1 million Thursday as the pandemic explodes in the United States and the death toll continues to climb. The virus has killed more than 51,000 people globally, with the largest number of deaths in Italy, followed by Spain and the United States. The first 100,000 cases were reported in around 55 days, and the first 500,000 in 76 days. Cases doubled to 1 million within the past 8 days. There are 117 countries and territories that have reported more than 100 cases. The global fatality rate is now more than 5% of all reported cases, with countries including Britain, the United States, and Spain reporting a spike in fatalities over recent days. The head of the World Health Organization's office in Europe says figures show that more than 95% of people who have died of coronavirus on the continent have been over age 60. But Dr. Hans Kluge said that age is not the only risk factor for severe disease, adding that the notion that COVID-19 only affects older people is factually wrong.
10 to 15% of people under 50 have moderate to severe infection. Severe cases of the disease have been seen in people in their teens or 20s, with many requiring intensive care and some, unfortunately, passing away.
The UN Health Agency says 10 to 15% of people under 50 with the disease have moderate or severe infection. The Democratic Party on Thursday postponed its U.S. presidential nominating convention by a month until August, citing the coronavirus health crisis that has upended daily life and caused many states to postpone their primaries. This is VOA News. The number of Americans who filed for unemployment benefits last week set another record, AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani reports.
It's been a stunning collapse. With roughly 90% of Americans under stay-at-home orders, 10 million have lost their jobs the past 2 weeks. Some economists estimate there could be 10 million more by month's end. There were 6.6 million new unemployment claims last week, doubling the previous week's total, which had already obliterated a decades-old record. The bleak economic news comes as the nation gets ready for a bigger virus outbreak. Amid growing evidence, people who are infected but show no symptoms can spread it. Though the vast majority of those with the virus recover, FEMA has asked the Pentagon for 100,000 body bags. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
The Democratic Party on Thursday postponed its U.S. presidential nominating convention by a month until August, citing the coronavirus health crisis that has upended daily life and caused many states to postpone their primaries. This is VOA News. The man accused in the murder of journalist Daniel Pearl is likely to walk free in the coming days after a Pakistani court commuted his death sentence. Reuters' Lucy Fielder reports.
Pearl was investigating Islamist militants in Karachi after the September 11th attack, when he was kidnapped in January 2002. A video of his murder emerged weeks later. He was beheaded. British-born Ahmed Omar Saeed Sheikh was sentenced to death that same year, but the court ruled on Thursday his role in the murder wasn't proven and gave him 7 years for the kidnapping. Sheikh Omar has already spent 18 years in jail awaiting the outcome of an appeal, so he's likely to walk free in the coming days. Three co-accused were acquitted. A prosecutor is expected to file a new appeal, but the four men are likely to be released pending the outcome, unless a Supreme Court order stops that happening.
That's Reuters' Lucy Fielder reporting. Orleans jazz legend Ellis Marsalis Jr. has died after contracting the new coronavirus. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
Legendary for his piano skills, Ellis Marsalis Jr. is being described by New Orleans mayor as the prototype of what we mean when we talk about New Orleans jazz. The 85-year-old Marsalis was a teacher, well known as a father, the patriarch of a musical clan that features Wynton and Branford Marsalis, along with four other sons. He was featured in a 2003 PBS special after retiring from teaching at the University of New Orleans. The family says Marsalis died battling pneumonia brought on by the new coronavirus. He had been performing regularly up until December. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Reporting by remote, I'm David.